Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm on alert Denny with the evening news. First, the headlines. Budget session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly begins. Governor Laganesan highlights state government efforts in addressing Naga political issue. State government allocates 10 crore rupees under Chief Minister's Corpus Fund for 2024-25. And President Draupadi Murmu calls upon educational institutions to be novel in AI field. Now the news in detail. The budget session of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly, NLA, began today, marking the sixth session of the 14th House. As part of the tradition, the Governor of Nagaland, Laganesan, addressed the House, setting the stage for the legislative activities of the year. Chief Minister Nipurio made an obituary reference to the passing of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh.
Dr. Singh's life exemplified the virtue of integrity, simplicity, and unwavering dedication to one's work. His passing away marks the end of an era and leaves a void in the hearts of countless Indians. His contribution will remain etched in the annals of our nation's history, and his memory will continue to guide us in the years to come.
Meanwhile, Speaker Sharingan Longkumar also made obituary references to the passing of departed former members T.A. Nguli, K. Zengkum, Bendangangshi Au, Mahavil Kheya and Kejong Chang. Following this, the House observed a minute's silence as a mark of respect to the departed leaders. Later, Advisor Imkong L. Imchen moved the motion of thanks on the Governor's address. The House will take up the discussion on the motion of thanks on the Governor's address tomorrow and also take up laying of annual administrative reports, presentation of Assembly Committee reports and introduction of government bills. The day will also include presentation of a review of financial trends and supplementary demands for grants for the fiscal year 2024-25. Governor of Nagaland, Laganesan, today said his government has been working to fulfill its commitment to the people of the state. The Governor said this during his address to the sixth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly. Highlighting on the initiatives and steps taken by the state government, he said the House has taken steps to ensure the peaceful resolution of the Naga political issue.
This House has collectively taken steps to ensure the peaceful resolution of the Naga political issue. My government held a consultative meeting with the apex and influential tribal bodies and civil society organizations. Further, met the Union Home Minister and apprised him of the desire of the people. My government submitted our comments on the third draft of the Memorandum of Settlement in respect of the frontier Nagaland territory, territorial authority, to the Ministry of Home Affairs.
He said substantial progress has been made on the frontier Nagaland territorial authority and that the government is hopeful about addressing any remaining concerns of the ENPO. Emphasizing the importance of working together to achieve the government's policy objectives, the governor called for the spirit of cooperation that exists within the House to be extended to the wider society. Nagaland government has made a significant allocation of 10 crore rupees under the Chief Minister's Corpus Fund for the fiscal year 2024-25. This was highlighted in the third address of Governor Laganesan to the 14th Assembly, which commenced today. The Corpus Fund aims to support initiatives focused on promoting education, entrepreneurship and skill development across various sectors. Currently, there are 29 ongoing projects under NEI, SIDS, OTRI, with a total cost exceeding 526 crore rupees. Additionally, 4 ongoing projects under PM Divine have been approved at a cost of over 376 crore rupees. Further, the Northeastern Council is implementing 74 projects in various sectors across different districts of Nagaland. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The Department of Geology and Mining is aggressively taking up exploration of the state's 3 major minerals. This was stated by Governor Laganesan during his address in the Assembly session today. He informed that in the coal sector, regional exploration is underway in two blocks in Mokokchung district.
The Department of Geology and Mining is taking up exploration aggressively of the three major minerals of the state. Under the coal sector, regional exploration is being undertaken in two blocks in Mokokchung district.
For strategic mineral, that is nickel and cobalt, bearing iron ore deposits, the governor said the department plans to take up detailed exploration in Pokpur block in Kifri district, while G3 exploration of limestone resources in Mimi, Konka and Hakumute under Kifri district is also being taken up. He added that the department has strengthened its chemical laboratory with installation of the wavelength dispersive X-ray fluorescence facility. The governor further assured that efforts are on to resolve the pending issues related to exploration and exploitation of petroleum oil and natural gas with the government of Assam in the disputed area belt and with the central government for the rest of the state. Akashvani News Kohima will broadcast the assembly review of the 6th session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly at 7:30 p.m. in Nagamis, followed by English at 7:35 p.m. President Draupadi Murmu today presented the 8th Visitors Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, she said several educational institutions in the country have the potential to achieve global brand value. She urged leaders of higher education institutions to take new steps in the field of artificial intelligence.
2025 को हमने द ईयर ऑफ एआई घोषित किया है आज मैं उच्च शिक्षा के नेतृत्व से जुड़े आप सभी लोगों से ये अनुरोध करती हूं कि आप सब आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस के क्षेत्रों में नए और बड़े काम करें और करवाएं
The president also stressed the need for further promotion of research in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called for greater use of traditional knowledge and AI to support wildlife management. He also emphasized the use of AI, machine learning and geospatial mapping for forest fire and wildlife conflict management, collaborating with BISAGN and the Forest Survey of India. The Prime Minister was chairing the 7th meeting of the National Board for Wildlife at Sasangir in Gujarat today on the occasion of World Wildlife Conservation Day. Mr. Modi emphasized the role of ecotourism in wildlife conservation and stressed the need for improved travel and connectivity for wildlife tourism. Union Minister of State for Civil Aviation and Corporation, Muralidhar Mohol, visited Mokokchung today and reviewed the program and policies of centrally sponsored schemes. During a meeting with heads of department and civil societies, the minister commended the state government and Mokokchung district in particular for effectively implementing the government schemes despite challenges due to the state's topography. He reiterated that the center is committed to uplifting the living standard of all sections of the people and expressed his eagerness in working with the state government for all-round development. Mr. Mohol, who is on his maiden visit, also held a meeting with the Department of Registrar of Cooperative Societies and paid visits to the proposed heliport at Ungma Village, Mini Dairy Cooperative Plant at Merepkong Ward and Mopungchuket Village. And now to NN News, the headlines once again. Budget session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly begins. Governor La Ganesan highlights state government efforts in addressing Naga political issue. State government allocates 10 crore rupees under Chief Minister's Corpus Fund for 2024-25. And President Draupadi Murmu calls upon educational institutions to be novel in AI field. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.